B-Pod Studios.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. Rich is a, we try to service the community and give people a little something called laughs.
Mm-hmm.
We are running down our some of our favorite bits that we've been in town for 14 years, and they've been a spectacular 14 years where we've garnered many fans. Rich, what are we going to play for the good people today?
Well, I got this one for Joe Murray because there's a term that he likes to use that came from this. It is a recent one, but it is a great one. One of my favorites. It is a Brookline 911 call that will live in infamy. Let's go to the tape.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time, because everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
911, this line's recorded. Where is your emergency?
I'm complaining about Trader Joe's. They accused me of that I was too drunk to buy beer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they were laughing.
Okay. So they believe that you were too intoxicated to buy beer?
That's what they said, and I think might have been a little of might have been one of those horrible people, and they were laughing. I said, "Yes, they called the police," and they were laughing.
Did this just happen?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where are you? Are you home?
Yes, thank God.
Okay. And what were you looking for the police to do?
To put them in their place because they were laughing at me.
This can't be real. This is a Jerky Boys call.
They all sound like Jerky Boys calls.
No, but every this one especially. They're laughing at me. They're laughing at me like I'm silly.
He was too drunk to buy beer.
Yeah, they said
they were laughing at him.
And they were all laughing at him. Now, what do you want me to do? Come in together. I'd like to sue them for hurting my feelings. They were laughing, and it was humiliating. They sat there laughing and screaming and waving their hands. I want you to put them in their place.
That's why
I want you to go in there and laugh at them. Go in there and give them a taste of their own medicine.
Okay, if you,
Yeah, it's my name.
So there's no crime here?
That sounds exactly like when What's-His-Face did Tarbosh.
Yeah, that's right. And he punched himself in the chest and he would disappear.
Yeah.
This is...
Or he had the party and... Okay.
Okay, if you,
it's my name.
So there's no crime here?
No, because I didn't.
Yeah, there's no crime committed, so there's nothing for the police to do. If you'd like to file a complaint against the store, then you can
You
can call Trader Joe's and talk to their management, but there's no crime.
Yes, I want to file a complaint.
Okay, that's not something you'd file a complaint with the police, though. You'd have to do that with Trader Joe's corporate or the Better Business Bureau, but it's not the police.
Yes, they were kind of not nice.
I understand.
Felony not nice charges. Ann Landers is the judge. I got you on felony teasing.
It's not the
police. Yes. They were kind of not nice.
I understand that. So what you should do is you should contact management over at Trader Joe's and file a complaint.
I mean, come on.
You're going,
this is a Jerky Boys call.
This is not serious. I mean, this is ripped from the pages. This is like hack material.
This is someone who's, I mean, I guarantee you he went in, he's probably drunk. They said he's too drunk to get it, and he made a drunken phone call to 911.
I don't know. This sounds...
I understand that. So what you should do is you should contact management over at Trader Joe's and file a complaint, if that's what you wish to do. As far as the police are concerned, this it's not a crime that they were rude to you.
Well, I love you, and thanks so much.
All right, goodbye.
I wonder if that's someone who wanted to get on this segment.
Well, if you think that's the case, then maybe you should listen to this next call.
All right. Double trouble. I'm in. Let's go.
911, the phone's recorded. Where's your emergency?
I was at a Trader Joe's today, and they mistreated me.
Okay, I think you just called on the business line. And you advised you can call Trader Joe's to make a complaint?
Well, because they're, you know, they're all talking about it. They're all in there laughing their asses off at this guy.
Okay, just lower the third wall here. I did indeed get a email from somebody on the inside sources that was just a picture of the screen where you type it. It says, complain about being rude at Trader Joe's. So I knew this one was coming.
Oh, really?
Really?
I had a heads up
they
for a while.
Let you know. Great.
You have a whistleblower.
Wow. That's cool.
Richie knows a whistleblower.
Goodness.
My goodness. Lawyer up, whistleblower. This is going to Trader Joe's corporate.
You never know.
Yes, I had to because they were laughing at me.
Okay.
And they were laughing about it.
They were laughing about it. He is a persistent son of a gun, ain't he?
They were laughing at me.
Okay.
And they were laughing about it.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you.
That sound in the background is everyone gathering around the phone.
Did you hear that guy laughing in the background?
Yes.
Like you could actually hear
someone
in the
it's everyone
there.
Gathering. She's got him on speakerphone.
She's got him on speaker.
And they're all laughing at him. Now you're laughing at me. He's the Joker. Everyone's laughing at him. Pretty soon everyone's going to have Trader Joe's aprons on, going on killing sprees. We're all the guy getting laughed at.
And they were laughing about it.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh. Tell me you isolated that sound, Mike.
Now his feelings are creeping up.
Oh.
Oh.
If you can find the De La Soul song where it goes, ooh, 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 ooh,
or Dire, or Jermaker from Led Zeppelin, ooh, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
You don't have to go.
There's the Red Man and De La Soul. There's a song where it goes,
you know, my mother was.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Go back.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, you know, my mother was a very lady. And these individuals are like, no. Is there anything you can do so they know they cannot treat the customers like that?
His mom was a lady.
She was a lady.
You have an audience with the queen? Lady.
Oh.
Such a lady so nice they named it twice.
You would have to go through the management company for Trader Joe's, speak to the supervisor over there, and advise them as to how you were treated by their employees.
They had a funny smile on their face. Like, your name is so bad.
Well, if he's acting like this, everyone's laughing.
Sure.
He's the belle of the ball.
Like, your name is so bad.
Is it, that's him imitating what the sounds that they were making? Is that what it is?
Like, your name is so bad. Like, your name is so bad.
And you've never had a problem with them before?
Only once. And one of my neighbors, she writes poems and stuff, and I told her.
Okay, I'll have an officer come over and talk to you, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, that's exactly what you want, is a cop coming to your house.
That's right. I'm sorry, but somebody asked if I would do this.
Oh.
Well, you gotta reverse it. It's got to go fart first.
Sure.
Got to go fart first. Come on.
Okay, Dan, let it fly.
and you were laughing about it. You know, my mother was a very lady's lady.
Well, a whistleblower complaint. A whistleblower complaint led to Rich has now got sources on the inside.
You know, my mother was a very lady lady.
She's a very lady lady.
Listen, sometimes people just need friends.
They accused me of that I was too drunk to buy beer.
There you have it.
Yeah, thank God.
That's right. You home yet? Thank God after that incident. Holy
thank
moly.
God I got home after the whole laughing, teasing thing.
They were kind of not nice.
They were not.
Kinda. I mean, way to go on a limb. All right.
Drop past the guard, lady streets, wall to wall it go.
I'm complaining about certain shows. Yeah, thank God. They were kind of not nice. And they were laughing about it.
It's not bad.
That is good.
It fits so well at the beginning. I didn't know the sample was in there.
Yes. Just ooh, 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 ooh.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, Fred, too much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boston, Julian Edelman here. And I know this is a crazy, surreal time, something that we've never really experienced in our lifetime. You know, we're so used to having Patriot Day, Marathon Monday, Opening Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Passover. But as Mayor Marty, my guy, Marty Walsh, always says, you know, Boston is a city built on comebacks. And we're going to come back from this. But there are crucial things we have to do to come back from this. And that's staying inside and being safe and social distancing. And we have to continue to do that. You know, as they say, the saying going around, stay safe. Whoa, no. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay inside. But if you do go outside for your grocery or anything, glove up, mask up, safe up, and like they say, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay inside.
Ugh. 98.5 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and I appreciate it. I was going to go out and just start rubbing up on everyone until Edelman, with his Kyrie Irving jersey, told me to stay home. Ugh. And by the way, if you don't go outside, what are you talking about?
I think Edelman's name's on the back of it. The 11, I believe, they gave him one.
Oh, okay, so, well, that's douchier than Kyrie Irving. Would you walk around with a jersey with your name on the back of it?
No.
At any point in your life, would you have walked around with a jersey with your name on the back of it?
Little League.
No. But like a professional jersey. Like a jersey that was like the Atlanta Braves.
Who was the guy who used to like try to pick up chicks wearing his own jersey?
Derek Cullors. That's a Zolak special where Cullors used to go to a mall in South Attleboro with his own uniform on. Yeah.
Oh, that's
first of
the best.
Okay, here, there's a million things wrong with what he said. First of all, I can't stand him anymore. I've had enough. It's enough. It's enough. You're not charismatic. You're not famous. I don't need you. I don't need you. Second of all, what does this accomplish, you saying that? So someone's going to be like, oh, you know, I haven't heard anything about, what are you telling me, there's a coronavirus going around? You're telling me not to go outside? By the way, you're allowed to go outside, dum-dum. You're allowed to go outside. You can. Wait, you can't go outside? You're allowed to go take a walk. You're allowed to walk the dog, stupid. And then what? Then glove up, mask up, shut up.
Well, he's got a T-shirt. I bet that's going to say that on there. I mean, if I go to his website, what are the chances he has a glove up, mask up T-shirt?
A million.
Let's look. And by the way, I love your rants, but I do want to say I think he was asked by the mayor to do that.
I don't care. I don't care if he was asked by the mayor to do it. Wallach, your headphones are so loud. You're giving me and Rich the reverberation.
Honest to God, they're down.
Well, down for your deaf ass. All right, but fine. Marty Walsh asked him to do it. Fantastic. See, you turned it down, and now there's no reverb.
Didn't touch it.
All right, whatever. I don't believe
it. All right.
So Marty Walsh asked him to do it, and I just don't understand this. I don't understand why, and it's not only him. I just don't get why every effing celebrity is coming out and stating the obvious. You don't influence me. Now listen, Kroll and Mulaney did a Oh Hello podcast where they're not getting paid, and it's nice. Norton's coming back with the Chip Chipperson podcast, which is my favorite. So there's things celebrities are doing for entertainment that I appreciate. But it's enough. I understand what the rules are. And the idea that we're dumb enough, we are stupid enough as a society to be unaware of what we're doing until we've been influenced. By the way, I'm the greatest influencer at Fred Tuchscher Instagram. But if we're going to be influenced by Julian Edelman, you know, I was on the fence about this whole coronavirus thing. And then I saw Edelman. And now I'm going to, you know what? He makes a good point. Stay inside. Stay inside. I don't have to stay inside. I'm allowed to go outside. What I'm not supposed to do is interact with people outside of my family, outside of 6 feet. I'm allowed to go outside. Stay inside. Shut up. I'm allowed to go out. And I don't have gloves. I wish I did. I don't got them. What do you want me to do about it?
You know what I've learned works fine? Doggy bags. Like poop bags?
No, well, I use the New York Times bags. That's just a way of me saying I get the New York Times.
I just learned that those work just as good, and they're not in such a rough supply. Just
right.
Make sure you get the unscented ones, because then you smell like, I don't know, lavender all day if you jam your hands into those.
Yeah, like if I'm going to the drugstore, I'm going to wear the mask now. Like, I'm going to wear, like, a scarf around my face. That's fine. But, I mean, Jesus. I mean, what are we doing? On April 8th, this is the thing? And what's Walsh doing, having him do that?
Well, I mean, I think it was just a thing that The Office did where they said, can you get celebrities to do this? And I think that David Ortiz did it, and there were a couple other people who have recorded them.
Ortiz
before.
Did it but 2 weeks ago.
And Belichick did it.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, right. Well, good. Belichick did it. Now it really hits home.
Can I talk to you about a different problem with Julian Edelman that I'm just now realizing that he...
Yes, of course.
Okay.
You can.
All right. I know you're not a fan of Edelman, so you're going to like this.
Okay.
We've already known that he's had somewhat of an issue in trying to use Tom Brady's name to sell merchandise. Remember, he had the shirts that said "Stay
yes.
Tom 2020," and even like Tom Brady said, "Hey, how much percentage are we getting from this?" In other words,
yes.
like, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
Well, I just went to Edelman's website to see if there was a glove up, mask up website or a T-shirt. Unfortunately, Fred. It has not happened. Doesn't mean it won't by the end of the day. Someone might convey that to him. Dude, come on, man. You got a catchphrase now.
Yeah.
But I am noticing a theme here. I'm looking down this list, and there is a T-shirt that you can buy. First of all, one that says, "Hey, Tom, I'm open." So once again, capitalizing on Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
There's another T-shirt.
So famous. So famous that he needs to have Tom Brady on all his merchandise. Go ahead.
There's another T-shirt that he has that has Bill Belichick in a hood with the Thanos, like, snap fingers. So he's
what the
selling,
hell is that?
It's Thanos, the guy from the Avengers who kills everyone with a snap. But it's Bill Belichick.
Is he Thor? Is that the Thor guy?
No, it's Thanos. No. It's the purple main bad guy. Come on. The leader of all the villains.
Okay, I don't know what Thanos is, but fine. So he's ripping off Marvel.
Yeah, he's using Bill Belichick's likeness.
Yes, but then he's also ripping off Marvel.
Great point. He's got two different things he's ripping off.
Two things. If I'm Belichick, I'm suing him. I'm suing him.
Well, how about this? And then he has T-shirts, and I had to click on it to say, what? It's got the Bruins bear, and it says, bet against us. And it's in black and gold. It's called the Bet Against Us Tee Black and Gold Edition.
What the hell does that mean?
It means he's using the Bruins to
sell
T-shirts.
But what the hell does Bet Against Us mean?
Oh, because I think that they used that as a
okay,
rally
fine.
Cry.
They used it as a rallying cry. Fine. I can buy it outside of the Garden along with the Scalabrine T-shirts.
Right. You could. The ones that say hope on it,
The copyright infringements are writing themselves.
Fred, there is a Boogeyman long sleeve tee as well, which I thought was for the defense of the Patriots.
Will you finally admit to me that this guy is never going to get what he wants in terms of fame? Will you finally admit that to me?
He's not famous.
He's not famous.
He is famous.
If he was famous, wouldn't people have noticed this by now?
Well, I mean, I don't know how many people are going to his website to buy shirts.
Well, that's the thing is that if you're famous, if Tom Brady's got a website, everyone's going to it.
Okay, I'm looking at, out of the T-shirts he has on the front page, or actually all the T-shirts, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Six of the T-shirts are of about people or using the likeness of people that aren't him.
I'd sue
exactly.
Him. I really would sue him. I'm not lying. I'm Belichick, I'm suing him. I'm not lying. I swear on a stack of Bibles that I would sue him. That I would be like, dude, take it down. I'd cease and desist him, and if he didn't take it down, I'd sue him. And then I would demand every dollar of gross that he got out of it, not profit.
And actually, I gotta count more, because he's also using ones that are the Patriots. Like, there's one that says the New America's Team, and it's got like a skull with a Patriot logo on it. It's not it doesn't say like Julian Edelman. Like, that's a Patriot shirt. So yes. You can add another two.
If I'm the Crafts, I'm suing them.
There's another one that says Bet Against Us in the it's got the logo on it. So there you go, or kind of
bet
a knockoff
us.
Logo.
Bet Against Us. Bet against us.
I'm not going to.
Yes, I'm betting against you. I'm betting against you this year. All I'm going to do is bet against you. That's
money.
Exactly what I'm going to do. Thank you. That's actually good advice. Bet against us. Okay, I will. Maybe it's a public service announcement. Bet against us. Well, all right. You got a good point there. I'll bet against you. And then everyone's going to tweet me. Oh, you're jealous of Edelman. Oh, shut up. I'm jealous of Edelman. Give me a break. He's a poor man's Wayne Krabat.
I mean, Fred, even if you got nothing against Edelman, and that is
what do
weird.
I know about that guy? The majority I don't know. Of his shirts, I've met him once.
Well, I'm saying the majority of his shirts aren't like Julian Edelman shirts. They're like using the likenesses and names of other people, which is a little wrong. Like, you better be getting
it's illegal.
I mean, Brady seemed to have a little bit of an issue with it, enough to bust his balls, and those things seem to disappear.
Everyone busts his balls.
I know. Ninkovich busts
everyone
his balls.
Busts his balls. By the balls way, this is not like new territory. Every Patriot player you talk to busts his balls. He is going to be. You're never going to hear his name again outside of New England. You're never going to hear his name again.
Once he retires, you'll never see him again.
No. Now, you're never going to hear his name again. You're outside of New England. You will not know. Julian Edelman will be forgotten.
There's still a discussion that he could be in the Hall of Fame.
fine. There's a discussion. And I don't argue with that there is a discussion. Now, I would, if you were laying odds, I'd say there's a 98% chance that he doesn't get in. But there can be a discussion. I will grant you that it is not out of the realm of... Now, I think you're more likely to get struck by lightning. But there is not no chance that he makes the Hall of Fame. Now, Slater might have a better chance. But nonetheless, he could do that. With his all pros.
It would be funny if all of a sudden, like, Stidham and him had this massive connection, and all of a sudden he became obsessed with Stidham instead. Like, just everything. It's like the ex-girlfriend. Like,
what did I do? I Stidham.
Right, all these new Stidham t-shirts, and, hey, Stids, I'm open. You know, it's like, Stid Muffin.
I just,
you know,
like bet against on a us. Muffin. Bet against us. Yep. Exactly what I'm going to do. Bet against you winning the AFC East.
He just completely goes from like one like obsession to the next and just leaves Tom away. Ah, Stidham, you're the best. Now that would be funny. That would be awesome.
Oh, look at if they run off 3 wins in a row, you don't think that he's going to be sitting there panting?
Oh, no. Yeah. And it's going to be great, too, because I guarantee you Belichick's going to be nude and covered in peanut butter if that happens. Like, if he makes Stidham work and they get this connection between him, like him and Edelman, oh, my God. This will be, I'm making a prediction. If they do anything this year, like if they make the playoffs, this might be the happiest you will ever see Bill Belichick.
Since
Matt Castle.
Yeah.
Since Matt Castle that season, because you saw how happy he was there.
Well, you have to remember when he won with Brady. Brady was a considered a piece of crap.
Right.
If Brady's on another team, and I wonder, and I ask this all the time to people, I wonder if Brady's on another team with a coach that doesn't have the balls, if Brady is still in the league.
Yeah, because he wouldn't get a chance to start.
Yeah,
right? If because he was stuck behind somebody. Yeah,
because the coaches would be too chicken-ass to put him in. And I wonder how often that happens to good players or guys that could be developed that they don't get coached up and they don't get an opportunity to play.
Yeah.
Sure. So, I mean, Belichick's done it. Obviously, I don't. This is all obvious. Let's get back to Edelman. So, he's got the stupid jersey on and the dumb. He drives me insane.
He's got a skateboard hood, a hood that's got a skateboard on it. Like, that's what Broken Habits is, relentless.
Exactly the spirit of skating, is to put some jockey-ass thing on the board. Relentless. Shut up. It's exactly what it's all about, baby.
I've got no problem with someone trying to make their money, but, man, I'm looking at this stuff. And
Tommy Guerrero used to have a board that said relentless.
That's right.
And then he played
Bones
football.
Bones Brigade had one of those, sure.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. Tommy Guerrero had one that said relentless, and then he went and played football, which is so skatey. Oh, man. I saw that video, and I had to stop it. Stay inside now. No, I'm not staying inside, dummy. There's no what, stay inside all day for 24 hours a day? I'm going to just stay inside? I don't live in a mansion. If I stay inside, I'm going to go crazy. I have to triple up my stupid Paxil prescription. Stay inside. You stay inside. Stay away. And by the way, who's filming that?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
I think it's self-filmed. I think it looks like it was just filmed with, like, I mean, you can.
Well, then that's even douchier than having a film crew in. I would prefer not social distancing. I saw that video, and you know what? Have at it. If you want to come tweet me or whatever the hell you want to do, and Edelman this, Edelman that, I don't like him. I just don't like him.
Well, you could.
Well, you're jealous of him. Well, then I'm jealous of everybody. Everybody we talk about in sports is, for the most part, wealthier than me, unless they're kids. So, I mean, what do you want? You don't see me going off on Brady. You don't see me going off on Bergeron. You don't see me going off on Mookie Betts. It's such a desperate attempt for fame in the outside of football that it's upsetting. It's just sad. It's never going to happen. Amendola's got a modeling contract.
I think Edelman does too.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
No, Amendola does.
Yeah, I think Edelman's been the model for several companies.
No. He's got a but Amendola's got a real modeling contract. From a modeling agency. Edelman might have endorsed something. I don't know.
Who's the bigger star?
Edelman.
By far, yeah. Yeah, he is. No question. No question.
I mean, but my wife... Amendola's in Detroit. So, I mean, he's rotten there. Yeah, but no, but Edelman's by far a bigger star, yes. I would agree. But after the post-football crap in the off...
All right, Fred, you can take a break now.
I have enough. It's like, I know we're going to break, but it's like I have enough going on. Now I got this idiot telling me to stay inside. No.
Well, at least you don't have
purple balls.
Tom Brady and his
purple balls. Once you testicle.
He let it loose.
Tom, what do you think Edelman is?
One huge testicle.
Well, that's not very nice. That's not very nice.
Someone's got to sue him. All right.
There's a lot of room for it on his website.
There you go. All right, here are the headlines.
One huge testicle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
With respect to the balls and that there was obviously an issue with the balls.
I don't think anybody knew there was an issue with the balls.
To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls. Loving the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Purple balls.
I choose the balls that I want. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I feel the lace, I feel the leather. I wouldn't want anyone touching the balls. I would zip those things up and lock them away. One huge testicle. One ball may feel good, the next day it may not. I want to be very familiar with the equipment that I'm using. This isn't ISIS. No one's dying, but this is a very important thing. Because to me, those balls are perfect. I know I'm speaking for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls. Rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Once you get
that, you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Purple ball.
You know, I grip it, I grab it, I grab it, I grip it. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Purple ball.
Zip those things up, zip those up, and lock them away. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Like I said, I had no... Yeah. One huge testicle.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Beasley Media is proud to partner with Massachusetts General for Healthcare Heroes, a program to benefit all the emergency response, or I'm sorry, a program all to benefit the emergency response fund during these trying times. Healthcare workers need our help more than ever. I'm sorry if I'm distracted. My cat just took a huge dump. And if you ever want to see something, smell something unpleasant, it's a 21-year-old cat's dump. If you are looking for ways to help out these, I mean, it's just awful. I mean, it's like I can taste it. If you're looking for ways to help out the frontline heroes, please visit 985thesportshub.com/heroes and donate to the Emergency Response Fund today.
What are you laughing at?
It's so smelly. Every little bit. I'm not laughing at the copy.
Oh, I know, I know.
Every little bit
what
helps.
Seeing. Like, what?
And each donation goes straight. No, I can't see it. It's behind me. And each donation goes straight. Never get a cat. And each donation goes straight to the Mass General to directly help the urgent needs to the hospital. We're all in this together. I'm sure that they're going to be very happy with that read. There you go.
So your cat would just, now is it, this is a situation where it can't control itself anymore?
No. There's a litter box up here but we get the disposable litter boxes. So like twice a week we'll just throw one out.
Yeah.
And we're like right at the point where it should be out.
Okay.
And
you take capacity.
Yeah. And then like
the club is full.
So when they go to bury their excrement, it turns up a lot of it unveils old excrement. And it's just horrible.
It's like every day is Earth Day at your house. You're just recycling this.
No, and then she sleeps in bed with me, and because I sleep upstairs because I snore, and she just throws up on me and a bunch of other things. It's fantastic.
It's awesome.
I'm the only one she'll allow to touch her. She won't let anyone in the family touch her.
Oh.
And then so she sleeps in bed with me very close. She sleeps by my head, and she'll just throw up on me.
Oh, well, that's pleasant.
Yeah. Just throw up. I'll wake up and I'll go, what did I do last night? I'll be like, what's wrong with me? And I'll go, oh yeah, the cat threw up right next to my head.
Is it me or the cat that's a game you play every morning?
Like, yeah, there's some times that I'm like, whoa, did do I have coronavirus?
How bad was last night? My God.
I ran up a hill yesterday and, then I got out of breath, and I convinced myself that I had the coronavirus. So I got a lot going on mentally. Yesterday was not a good day. Yesterday was a day of not feeling good about yourself.
Has anyone lost it? Like, has anybody like in quarantine just lost it? Because I mean, there's been a couple days where you just sit there and you just say, and that little voice gets into your head that goes, this is never going to end.
I'm always saying that it's going to end. Because first of all, I believe it. But then second of all, like, I got to believe that.
Yeah. Well,
my wife, who barely drinks, is drinking every day.
Oh.
So, like, it's, I mean, everyone. It's just, hello.
Hi.
What are you doing? Okay. All right, you just hit me in the nose. All right, yeah.
Every day, life becomes even weirder. I thought I'd kind of get used to it, but maybe I am. Maybe I'm at the point where it's all so weird that even something that, like, a month ago would have seemed bat crap crazy now seems normal. Like, yesterday, I've tried to turn off the TV for the most part. Like, I've allowed myself, like, 30 to 45 minutes to catch up on everything that's going on. But, I mean, when this thing first happened, I was watching every press conference. I was reading every article, and it just gets to you. Like, it gets inside your head, and you find yourself super tense. So I've learned to kind of pace myself. By the way, that's by design.
That's what the networks are trying to do.
Well, I can see that, and I can see that being something that, you know, it becomes, because you feel helpless. You want answers. Somebody tell me something that is going to help me survive this.
Right, and they, when what they do is they trade on that. is that they're not trying to make you feel better. They're trying to make you feel worse.
Well, I just want info. I don't even care how they want or I feel. I want info that I can process.
No, I understand that. But what the thing is that depending on the source of news you're getting, it's all constructed in a different way.
But there was something that happened yesterday, Fred, that was so utterly absurd and so wrong for everything that's going on that I didn't even get angry. Like, it was one of those things where, this is so bat crap crazy what happened yesterday during that press conference.
Yeah,
I didn't even get angry, which is a weird level, and I can't compute it because I know I should be completely BS about, there's obviously horrible things happening, and the time that you've got speaking to these experts and the president is very precious. And this happened.
A show on Netflix called Tiger King.
Yeah.
And the man who's the star of this is a former zoo owner who's serving a 22-year prison sentence. He's asking you for a pardon, saying he was unfairly convicted. Your son yesterday jokingly said that he was going to advocate for it. And I was wondering if you've seen the show and if you have any thoughts on pardoning Joe Exotic.
Which son? It must be Don.
It was.
I had a feeling it was Don. Is that what he said? I don't know. I know nothing about it. He has 22 years for what? What did he do?
He allegedly hired someone to murder an animal rights activist, but he said that he didn't do that. And he was.
You think he didn't do it? Are you on his side?
Are you
recommending a pardon?
No, I'm not advocating anything.
As a reporter, you're not allowed to do that. You'd be criticized by these. Would you recommend a pardon?
I'm not weighing in on time.
I don't think you would. Go ahead. Do you have a question? I'll take a look. Is that Joe Exotic? That's Joe Exotic.
Like, I should be livid that happened, but I'm not.
Another
day in life.
Like,
it's not even funny.
I saw that, and I just, there's that little sensor that used to, control, emotions. It's dead. It's not one way or the other.
By the way, I like how he's such a great reporter. He said allegedly. And he goes, he's serving a 22-year sentence. He allegedly hired someone to kill her. He did. Stupid.
There's a little gray area there.
No, he's been convicted
of
the crime.
It
has been convicted by a jury of his peers
for
doing it. It is no longer alleged. He did it.
Well, we don't know if he did it. He was convicted of doing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, sue me because you're doing 22 years in jail, and it's alleged.
I mean, there's a lot of innocent people in jail, Fred, especially in Oklahoma.
And believe me, in the privatization of jails, and we can get into a huge discussion off the air if you want to, and that there is a big money business of putting people in jail for drug offenses that they shouldn't be in jail. And if you want to get into it, we can have a long conversation off the air. You don't have to say allegedly when someone has been convicted of a crime.
Somebody said, I asked, has anybody lost it? Because, there's been times where, I haven't really gotten, too close to it, but there's been times where your brain goes into a place and you're like, all right, come back. Well, somebody said, lost it? I'm at the liquor store at 8:52 a.m. Yeah, I lost it.
Yeah.
Another person said, has anyone lost it? There's 3,734 dots on my popcorn ceiling. How's your quarantine?
The liquor, if you take away the liquor, we're all going to be in bad shape.
Anyone, gone insane, broken down and
617? Depending on the day, my kids will just start crying for no reason.
Well, I don't want that because that's upset. I want
I understand.
Really,
I understand what you want. 617-779-0985. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.